All right, everyone, get ready, because today we are going deep on AI.
Deep.
Yeah, a deep dive right into the heart of it.
Love it.
Specifically, we're talking about Anthropic's Claude.
Ooh, exciting.
This isn't just another chatbot, you know?
Yeah.
We're talking about AI designed for safety and complex reasoning.
Very important these days.
It is, and the thing is, it can handle creative tasks, A&D professional projects.
So it's versatile.
It is very versatile. Imagine, like, you could have an AI help you draft a short story 1 minute and then explain, like, GDPR principles the next.
That's pretty impressive, the range there.
Yeah, that's the potential we're looking at here.
Well, and what I think is really fascinating about Claude is that it kind of reflects a shift that we're seeing in the AI landscape.
Right.
There's more and more emphasis on responsible development,
Yeah.
making sure that these tools are not just powerful, but also safe and ethically sound.
It's like having a super smart, ethically minded colleague, you know,
Right.
to bounce ideas off of.
Definitely. I like that analogy.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
It
And
is.
the source material, by the way, gives us some amazing examples of what you can actually do with Claude.
Oh, like what?
We're talking, you know, drafting data privacy policies,
Yeah.
crafting stories about human resilience, even explaining like those really dense GDPR principles.
Okay, so very practical applications,
Yeah.
but also still touching on that creative side.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where I think Claude's strengths really become apparent.
Oh, so.
You know, it's not just about generating text, right? It's
Yep.
about understanding the nuance of your request
Yeah.
and responding in a way that is both accurate and ethically considered.
I see. So, like, it's taking into account the context,
Yeah,
the implications. That's
absolutely.
really interesting.
So, for example, if you ask Claude to, like, draft a code of conduct for your company,
Okay.
it could give you a solid starting point, but also flag potential ethical dilemmas that you might not have even thought about.
That's huge because you might not even
You
realize
might not even
those
realize
are
it.
built in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the best part is Claude is accessible. Like, anybody can check it out through Anthropic's website.
Okay.
You can even try to snag beta access,
Oh, cool.
which reminds me of how new software often rolls out in stages, you know? It's like
Right.
a phased approach,
Yeah.
which is, I think, crucial for AI development.
Why do you say that?
Well, because it allows developers to gather feedback,
Ah, I see.
fine-tune the system before making it widely available.
So it's kind of like a testing ground.
Yeah, like a testing ground
Okay, that makes sense.
to minimize the risk of any unexpected issues.
Right.
And they have different versions too.
Oh, tell me about that.
So they have a free one
Okay.
and a pro version, which is like packed with even more horsepower.
What does that mean, horsepower, in this context?
Well, like faster processing,
Okay.
enhanced reasoning.
Ah, so it's souped up.
It's souped up.
Got it.
Perfect for, you know, if you're tackling really demanding projects.
Yeah, if you need those extra features.
Exactly.
And this tiered access, I think it speaks to this larger trend we're seeing with AI in general.
Yeah.
It's becoming more and more accessible
It is.
to a wider range of users.
Yeah.
You've got options catering to various needs.
Needs and levels of complexity.
Exact.
Absolutely. And one of the key takeaways, I think, from the source material
Okay.
is the importance of crafting clear, like, contextual prompts.
Prompts, you mean like the questions you ask?
Yes, exactly. The questions, the tasks, the things you're asking Claude to do.
Right.
Use this great example, like,
Go on.
of refining a basic prompt, like, you know, explain data privacy
Okay.
into something more specific and actionable, like,
Let me guess, something like explain the California Consumer Privacy Act to a high school student.
exactly.
Okay, yeah.
That's the level of detail we're talking
I
about.
see. So you're really guiding the AI
You're guiding it.
to give you a more precise answer.
Yes, exactly.
That's fascinating because it's like this interplay between the human and the AI.
It is.
Even an AI as advanced as Claude, it still relies on us to give it the right inputs.
Absolutely.
So by being precise with our prompts, we can unlock its full potential
Totally.
and ensure that we're getting the most relevant, useful information.
It's almost like having a conversation, right?
Yeah.
Where both sides need to be clear and specific
Exactly.
to understand each other.
Right.
So imagine, like, using Claude for your own professional tasks.
Okay. Yeah.
The source material gives some really interesting examples, like, you know, explaining cultural intelligence and leadership,
Okay.
or drafting recommendations for a company's code of conduct.
So pretty high level stuff.
Yeah, pretty high level stuff.
Yeah.
And think about, like, how much time and effort that could save you. Not just, you know, in terms of writing, but also in terms of like research.
And making sure everything is, you know, ethically sound, which is a huge part of it these days.
Absolutely. And that's a big part of what Claude's strength is.
Right.
It's like having a superpowered research assistant
yeah.
right at your fingertips, ready to help you tackle those like complex challenges that
definitely
often come up in the workplace.
For sure. Yeah.
And you know what? The source material emphasizes this. It says hands-on exploration is key.
Hands-on. Okay.
To truly understanding Claude's capabilities.
So it's one thing to hear about it.
It's one thing to hear about it.
But you got to actually use it.
Yeah.
To see what it can really do.
Absolutely.
Got it.
It's like learning a new skill.
Yeah.
You know, you can read all the books, watch all the tutorials, but you don't really grasp it until you get your hands dirty and start experimenting.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
Exactly. And to make that learning process, you know, even more engaging, the source material actually outlines a step-by-step guide for using Claude.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, like, first you open the platform on Anthropic's website.
Okay.
You begin a new conversation by typing in your question or task.
Right.
And then you review the initial response that Claude gives you.
Got it.
And that review stage is so important.
Oh, why?
It's not about, like, blindly accepting the first answer that Claude provides.
Right.
It's about engaging in a back and forth,
refining
your prompts, experimenting with different approaches to really unlock the potential of its reasoning capabilities.
So it's not like a one and done. You're actually having a conversation with it.
Exactly. It's like brainstorming with a colleague, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
You start with a broad idea, and through dialogue and refinement, you arrive at something much more nuanced and insightful.
I like that.
And the source material even gives like specific examples of how to refine your prompts for better results.
Oh, perfect. Give us one.
Remember that earlier example about data privacy?
Yeah.
They show how you can take a broad request like explain data privacy.
Okay.
And turn it into this laser-focused question.
Okay.
That elicits a really relevant and actionable response from Claude.
That's cool. So you're basically saying that the better the prompt, the better the output.
Exactly. You got to be specific, clear, and give it context so that it can really understand what you're looking for.
And then they actually encourage you to save those useful responses.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's like building your own almost like personal knowledge base.
Okay.
Curated by AI.
Ah, that's interesting. Yeah. So it's not just about generating new information, but also organizing and accessing existing knowledge.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's a good point.
So imagine using Claude to, like, help you compile research for a project.
Yeah.
Summarize key takeaways from a meeting, or even draft a report based on your notes.
I would save so much time.
So much time.
And effort.
And think about the potential for collaboration.
Yeah, so.
You could have a team, right, working on a project.
Okay.
Each member interacting with Claude to gather insights.
Right.
And then sharing those responses.
Okay.
To create a more comprehensive understanding of the topic at hand.
That's powerful because you're getting different perspectives.
Different perspectives, different insights.
And then you can synthesize it all together.
Exactly.
So it's really amplifying the collaborative process.
It is. It's like having an AI research assistant.
Yeah.
Working alongside you, augmenting your individual capability.
And enabling the team to achieve more collectively.
Absolutely. Now we've talked about how to use Claude, but let's circle back to like why you'd want to use it in the first place.
All right. Good point.
The source material highlights some like compelling professional applications.
Oh, like what?
Like using Claude to like explain cultural intelligence and leadership or to draft recommendations for a company's code of conduct.
Okay. So really getting into some like complex issues there.
Issues, nuanced topics that are often really challenging to address.
Especially in a professional setting.
Exactly. And, you know, it's almost like having like a trusted advisor who can help you navigate those tricky situations and ensure that you're approaching them with both sensitivity
and a strong ethical framework, which is so important.
Which is so important, which is where Claude really shines, right?
Exactly. And even if those specific examples, you know, aren't directly relevant to your field,
right,
what they demonstrate is like the sheer breadth of Claude's potential applications.
Yeah.
It's a versatile tool that can be adapted to like a wide range of industries and disciplines.
It's not just about the specific tasks it can perform.
Right.
It's about the underlying skills it embodies.
Like what?
Like clear communication, ethical reasoning, the ability to synthesize information from multiple sources.
Ah, I see.
It's about understanding the principles behind the examples.
Okay.
And then extrapolating those to your own unique needs and challenges.
So it's really about like learning how to think with the AI.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's really powerful.
And that brings us back to the importance of hands-on exploration.
Yeah.
The more you experiment with Claude, right, the more you'll discover its versatility.
And find new ways to use it.
And find new ways to apply it to your work.
I like that.
And speaking of exploring and documenting your AI journey.
Okay.
The source material mentions this really interesting resource.
What's that?
A Notion template.
Oh.
For tracking your learning progress with Claude.
So you can kind of keep track of everything you're doing.
Everything you're doing, all your insights, all your aha moments.
It's like a personalized learning journal.
It is. It is. You can document your experiences.
Capture insights, track your growth.
Even share your discoveries with others.
Oh, thank you.
Who are exploring this field.
So it's fostering that sense of community as well.
Exactly. It's like having a roadmap for your AI adventure, guiding you through the key concepts and helping you document your progress along the way.
I love that, a roadmap for AI.
And by sharing your experiences with others, you're contributing to this growing community of AI enthusiasts.
Right.
To like a collaborative learning environment.
Where everyone can benefit from each other's journeys.
Exactly. And speaking of journeys, the source material hints at something called Perplexity.
Perplexity, huh? That's interesting.
Yeah, coming up in the next section, it sounds kind of mysterious.
A little bit, yeah. What do we know about it?
Well, it seems to be focused on like research and data validation tasks.
So kind of like a deeper dive into the more technical aspects.
Yeah, it's like a glimpse into the future of AI where these tools become even more sophisticated.
Capable of handling increasingly complex challenges.
Exactly. Exactly.
We'll have to wait for part three to really uncover those mysteries.
We will. We will. But for now, let's savor the knowledge we've gained about Claude and its potential to, you know, revolutionize the way we work, learn, interact with information.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time to be exploring the world of AI, and Claude is definitely leading the charge towards a future where these tools are accessible, safe, and truly beneficial to humanity.
Yeah, it really does feel like we're like standing at the edge of this new era where AI tools like Claude are going to become essential.
Absolutely.
Or just navigating, you know, the ever-increasing complexity of information.
And ethical considerations.
Which is huge.
It is. It is.
It's a truly transformative time. You know, and I think just as the printing press like revolutionized the way we shared knowledge, you know, centuries ago.
Yeah.
AI has that same potential to reshape how we access, process and utilize information in the 21st century.
Totally. So to recap our deep dive today.
Okay.
We've learned that Claude is this incredibly powerful AI tool from Anthropic.
It is.
And it's been designed with safety, ethics, and thoughtful interaction at its core.
Which is so important.
It is. It is. And it can handle, you know, creative writing tasks, complex professional projects, the whole gamut.
And it's constantly being refined and improved.
Always evolving, always learning.
Exactly.
And what's really exciting is that Claude isn't some exclusive tool that's limited to a select few.
It's accessible to everyone.
It is. It's accessible through Anthropic's website.
Yeah. There are options for individuals, for professionals.
There you do.
Making this cutting-edge technology available to a wider audience.
And that's what we want.
That's what we want.
To democratize AI.
Exactly.
Make it accessible for everyone.
Remember, one of the key takeaways here.
Yeah.
Crafting clear, contextual prompts.
So important.
Is crucial for getting the most out of Claude.
Right. Garbage in, garbage out, as they say.
Exactly. So the more specific and detailed your requests, the more insightful and relevant its responses will be.
Makes sense.
It's all about that human AI partnership, you know?
Yeah.
Where we guide the tool to give us the information we need.
It's like any collaborative relationship, really.
It is.
Clear communication is key.
Absolutely.
And by understanding how to effectively communicate with Claude, we can unlock its full potential and harness its power to augment our own capabilities.
I like that. So as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of Claude, I encourage you, the listener, to embark on your own exploration of this fascinating AI.
What are you waiting for?
What would you ask it?
Yeah, what problems could it help you solve?
We want to know. So go out there, experiment, play around with Claude.
And always keep in mind the importance of responsible and ethical usage.
Always, always.
Let's make sure these incredible advancements are used to benefit humanity and create a brighter future for all of us.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That's a wrap on our deep dive into Claude.
Great conversation.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.